Title: California signs law granting state agency authority over private sector labor disputes. Content: On Tuesday, September 30, 2025, California Governor Gavin Newsom signed Assembly Bill 288, AB 288, which grants a California state agency the authority to enforce federal labor law in the absence of action by the National Labor Relations Board, NLRB. With this bill, California joins the state of New York in passing legislation that allows state agencies to usurp the powers delegated to the NLRB by Congress, as we discussed here. AB 288 arrives at a time where there is still major uncertainty at the NLRB as it still lacks a quorum and Trump's recent nominees to the board are still pending confirmation by the Senate. In addition, the NLRB has discontinued all but emergency functions, including ceasing all case handling of representation petitions and unfair labor practice charges, postponing hearings and elections, and furloughed 1,181 of the agency's 1,195 employees in light of the federal government shutdown and lapse in appropriation of funds. The NLRB's contingency plan and website described emergency situations that would necessitate action by the agency during the shutdown as current or imminent labor disputes which are adverse to the public interest. The uncertainty around when the NLRB's full functions will be restored, combined with the pro-employer approach of the Trump administration, demonstrate why such state legislation has popped up in progressive states that have otherwise in recent years bolstered employee and union protections. AB 288, which amends sections of the California Labor Code, would expand the jurisdiction of California's Public Employment Relations Board, PERB, and allow PERB to resolve private sector issues of federal labor law and grant appropriate relief if the NLRB has expressly or impliedly ceded jurisdiction. To fall under the jurisdiction of this bill, an employee or union either A. would have been subject to the NLRA as of January 1, 2025, but lost coverage because the NLRA was repealed, narrowed, or enforcement was enjoined, or B. would have been subject to the NLRA as of January 1, 2025, but the NLRB has ceded jurisdiction. Such employee would be able to petition PERB to process any representative petition previously filed with the NLRB, certify an exclusive bargaining representative that has previously been certified by another state or federal agency, or that has been selected by the majority of employees in an appropriate bargaining unit through an election, through other legal processes recognized by PERB or the NLRB at that time the selection is made, or through a written designation, and decide unfair labor practice charges. The bill outlines that the NLRB will be deemed to have ceded jurisdiction in any of the following as of January 1, 2026. 1. For cases where a certification of the results of an election, including a certification of representative or administrative law judge decision, has been issued, or where challenges or objections to a representation election are pending before the National Labor Relations Board, when there is a lack of a quorum of the National Labor Relations Board, or when the National Labor Relations Board has lost its independence as a result of the Supreme Court finding that National Labor Relations Board members are unconstitutionally protected from removal, or when the continued processing of a case is enjoined by a court due to constitutional challenges to the board's structure or authority. 2. For cases where no certification or complaint or decision has been issued, when there are processing delays resulting in the worker's case remaining pending before a regional director for more than 6 months without the issuance of a complaint or certification of an election, or remaining pending more than 6 months after a complaint has been issued without the issuance of a decision by an administrative law judge, or without the issuance of a decision about the certification by the National Labor Relations Board. 3. For cases where a certification of the results of an election, including a certification of representative or other reviewable order, has been issued by the regional director or administrative law judge, when there are processing delays resulting in failure by the National Labor Relations Board to accept or decline review or grant special permission to appeal for more than 6 months following the filing of a